Owen, tell me something. Owen, we forgot Truman wasn't going to be here today. Dom, that's true. Welcome in to another episode of Dom, that's true. I'm your host with the most, Owen Domination 7 Dom, and joining me is nobody. I may or may not have forgotten that Truman wasn't going to be here today. So it's just you and me, dear listener, with my goofy face and weird facial hair. As we go into this latest Islanders update, a little bit of Chiefs news, but mostly Islanders right now, which depending on who you are is exciting. Speaking of exciting, Diet Mountain Drive from Hy-Vee, the Hy-Vee brand of Mountain Dew. That's the best diet soda out there. It's delicious. But anyway, let's see if I can remember where my buttons are. Yeah, so Dom, that's true, episode 284. Consecutive, by the way. Consecutive. Let's get right into it. If I could, with my mouse. I don't know where it is on the screen anymore. There we go. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. Great production here. Making sure this works. Cool. Yeah. So a 2-2-0 week for the Islanders. As we lose essentially tonight, it's 1-3 right now. I don't think it's going to be getting better. But yeah. So 2-2 week, which is fine, I guess. We've had some tough games with 2 wins against the Rangers, which is always nice. Always frustrating to lose to the Predators like we always do, though, with them scoring in the final 90 seconds of that game to win. Of course, that was away, so, you know, be it that how it may. But you did beat the Rangers on back-to-back nights, 5-2 on Wednesday and then 2-1 on Thursday, which is always nice. We will absolutely take that. Yeah, so it's kind of been a weird season for the Islanders. They made some progress on the playoffs. Their power play is still horrible. Still just absolutely rank. I don't know what they're going to do to fix it, but they need to work on it right away. In that first win of the week, you had goals from Barzal, Heinemann, Palat, Pageau, and Holmstrom. Hilarious because Palat, first game. And they were talking about how he'd had 5 goals all season. Now it's 6. Now it's 6. So you absolutely take that. And then the next day, you had a goal from the other member of the Islanders that just joined Soucy. So with another Matthew Schaefer record breaker sprinkled in there. I don't know how to feel personally about this team. You know, I'm feeling a little weird right now, you could say.
Ooh, I feel a little weird right now.
I mean, it's just, you kind of see the same problems, but at the same time, there's a whole bunch of the team that makes you excited. Schaefer is exciting. Barzal is exciting. Horvat can't stop scoring. You've got guys like, you know, Heinemann, and then Tony D'Angelo recently has been, you know, really, really good with all of his passing and distribution. And you just, it's weird because teams, you know, kind of in a holding pattern right now, but you're waiting for them to either go on a run of losses or go on a run of wins. And if you're going to, you know, split your tough games through and through every week, you know, you'll take that. But I think we're really going to find out a lot about this Islanders team after this upcoming break. Only 2 more games, by the way, until the Olympic break. And then the teams will have, like, essentially the whole month off to play Olympic hockey, where most of their players are. So the NHL is gracious enough to, one, allow the players to go play in the Olympics. But the NHL is also taking a break, which is why there's been so much schedule congestion. Because I believe they do not want to move the playoffs at all. And they are just going to congest games, which is fine. But, yeah, we'll see.
If white these, guy!
These white guys continue to play well after it. I don't know what the solution is to what the Islanders are doing right now. But, I mean, it's not necessarily a problem. It's not necessarily a problem. So, magic number update. Last week, the number had, we were only plus two. And we managed to get a couple 4-point wins and avoid a whole bunch of losses. So now we are six ahead of the tragic number. And as a reminder, the magic number is the number of points, quote, that the Islanders need to make the playoffs. The number goes down with wins, and the tragic number increases with losses. But other teams losing can also affect the magic number, which is obviously the Islanders do not have like 27 games left. Well, they might actually, but their wins and losses aren't going to be the only things moving those numbers, which is why it's as high as it is this late into the season. So yeah, a little update. Islanders still down 1-3 with 4 minutes to go. I don't think they're going to be making any progress on that front. The real important one is their game tomorrow against Pittsburgh. But yeah, six ahead of the tragic number. Decent spot to be. In terms of this whole season outlook, you really want to see more scoring. They've had trouble with zone entries recently, I think. They've been kind of strange. I mean, I can't say I think. It just looks like to me as I'm watching the game that they've struggled with zone entry. The power play, obviously, still a massive problem. Don't know how you can have all these guys who, you know, are goal scorers like Horvat and Heinemann. And, you know, Barzal just got his 15th of the year today. So, I mean, that's no slouch. But you just need somebody who can bang in goals. And, of course, Brock Nelson's having a great, you know, season over in Colorado, which pisses everybody off. But you bring in a guy like Bo Horvat a couple seasons ago to, you know, mend that gap, and he's been injured. What are you going to do? So these are the last two games before the international break, which is almost a triple header. I think I typed that wrong. I think that's supposed to be Thursday the 5th. Let me double check that on my phone here real quick. Yeah, sorry. That is supposed to be games on Tuesday the 3rd and then Thursday the 5th. So it says 04, should be 05. But yeah, so those are the last two games before the international break. Soccer term. But yeah, so against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is like, what, 2 points ahead of us in the Metro right now? Let me confirm. If this the button could work, thank you, it is. Yes, Pittsburgh is 2 points in front. And they're losing. So both of these teams, they're losing to the Senators, lol. But yeah, so both these teams are going to be on this equal footing. So you got a chance for a 4-point in terms of magic number, tragic number win tomorrow at home. Got to win it. Got to find a way to win it. 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, 10-9. Something's got to give. Sorokin's going to be starting. You're going to have to find a way to win the game. These are the games that matter. You know, late into the season, right before break, everyone's mind's wandering probably to Olympic hockey because most of these guys, well, not most of these guys, but a large, large portion of these players are going to be playing in the Olympics. You have to win. I don't care. Find a way to win. If you have to fight 7 times, kill 12 power plays, don't care. Got to score some power play goals. Got to light the horn. Sound the horn. Was it light the lamp is what they say? I don't know. Whatever. Make it go. Make the light go off. Okay. Score some goals. And then on Thursday, another rivalry match against the Devils, who I believe were just in front of. That might be Blue Jackets. Yeah, the Devils are on the verge of punting. They're on the verge of punting the season, and they don't play tonight. Yeah, so you got to two wins. You need 2 wins. So I'm going to predict a 2-0. I don't think I predicted a 2-2 week like what ended up happening last week. But you got to go 2-0 this week. I think I said 3-1, so I was off by one. You know, lose the Preds, that sucks. But yeah, I think the Islanders go 2-0 this week. I think they really, 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 really need it. It's a shame Truman's not here so we could talk about how incredible Matthew Schaefer is and how disappointing randomly these goalies have been when they're some of the best in the league. Both Sorokin and Rittich combined have like the most saves against percentage. So like there's a metric that's like expected goals, right? So whenever you take a shot from a certain area, you know, someone assigns a value from 0.01 to 0.99, which is like the percentage chance that this person would score. So like if a chance is worth 0.2 XG, you would expect one of the if you were to run that scenario five times with that person getting the puck in that scenario where the goalie is and shooting, you would expect them to score once out of five times. You know, it's a percentage, 20%. The Islanders are like plus 30 on the XG. So they've expected to have allowed like 30 more goals than what they've let in. It's insane. You're just getting incredible goalkeeping from the Islanders, which is keeping them in a lot of games. And you see that on the scoreline. You see that, you know, they don't really lose in overtime regulation. Sometimes they it goes to shootouts, and the Islanders have not been very good at that this season, but they don't lose in regulation. And they hardly get blown out. You know, you'll get your occasional 3-4 loss. But most of the time, it's low-scoring affairs. So the goalies are doing a really, really good job. Not tonight. I think it might be, 1-4, so we'll just have given up a shorty. I don't have the game on, but we'll probably have just given up an empty netter. But, 4-1, so Islanders lose tonight against the Caps, which freaking sucks. They're behind us. So, I mean, you'd like to continue to put pressure. Of course, and obviously the Islanders lose yet another game where they have more shots because that's what happens. Because apparently the Islanders have to have less shots than the opponent to win. But, got to keep grinding, find a way to win these games. I don't really have much else to say. You need contributions from guys like Gatcombe. You need Drouin to step up. You need Mayfield to step up. You need Pageau to step up. He's kind of been in a slump. You need, just basically everybody step up. Scotty Holmstrom. Got to step up. Got to find a way. Just find a way. And, you know, if you can get meaningful contributions out of guys like Palat, then hell yeah. And hell yeah. But they've got to find a way to make it work. All right. Okay, little bit of Chiefs news today as we move past our Islanders segment. This is going to be a very short discussion. The Chiefs have signed Jake Haener from the Saints. Really in-depth fantasy heads with two quarterback leagues and people who just absolutely consume NFL content will know that this guy played for the Saints. I believe he's one or two starts. This is just bad news for Gardner Minshew. Doesn't look like he'll be on the roster. Or probably more likely Chris Oladokun. This is all the news we have right now for the Chiefs. A lot of draft talk, speculation. It seems like the Chiefs are keeping Kareem Hunt with Eric Bieniemy coming back. It seems like they are not, and this is, none of this is confirmed. I think that actually the Pacheco news might be confirmed. They're confirmed not keeping Pacheco. But what matters is that it looks like drafting Jeremiah Love is something that the Chiefs have considered. We'll see. I don't have any news. I can't tell you anything cool. I'm sorry. But yeah, all I can tell you right now is the Chiefs have a new second to third string quarterback. Hooray. As we go into this absolutely disgusting Super Bowl. It's not that bad. The Seahawks could be exciting. Obviously, if you root for the Patriots. I don't have anything nice to say to you.
Ooh, I feel a little weird right now.
Weird right now. Okay, and we're going to move straight into our top five. Our top five is a little bit of a shorter episode this week. Not a whole ton of news, and Truman isn't here to help boost the numbers. So, yeah. So, top five combat sports. And coming in at number five, I've got kickboxing because I don't know the rules. It's weird. I don't understand what's going on. It seems like they can go to the... There's weird wrestling components I don't understand. So, yeah. At number five, kickboxing. At number four, I've got fencing. Fencing is electric to watch in the Olympics. I know there's fencing gyms around. I've seen a couple of them near my area. But, I mean, it's just not as accessible as the other combat sports. But it is fun to watch during the Olympics. Number four, fencing. Number three, sumo wrestling, because it's cool as hell. And you see it a little bit more. But once again, just one of those niche ones that you don't really see all that often. Yes, number three, sumo. Number two, this is where I put MMA. I'm more of a boxing guy. Now, I will tell you that with Paramount Plus, I have been able to watch UFC events 2 weeks in a row, which does not happen for me. But if you didn't know this, Paramount Plus now gives you access to every single UFC event. There's no more pay-per-view. You have to have Paramount Plus now. But there's no additional purchase. It's included with your normal package, which I think is the greatest thing for both UFC and Paramount Plus. It's genius. Because I would never have watched UFC as much as I've watched before Paramount Plus bought it and is now basically shipping it to me for free. So because of that, I think they stand to make a crap ton of money. But yeah, anyway, the thing about MMA that I kind of don't like versus boxing, but you know, it's kind of a 1A, 1B, really. It's really a lot closer than I can explain. It's that extra punch that you have to do in MMA. So they'll hit them, and you'll see that they're essentially knocked out. But because these guys will go like Tyson Fury did on laying on the mat, and they'll get that second wind, and they'll suddenly wake up. They have to like slam their chin again, essentially. You know, after the knockout punch, they have to come in with a hammer fist. That just kind of rubs me the wrong way sometimes. You know, I like seeing the knockouts. I like seeing, like, you know, the combat, the chess match. It's fun to see people tagged. But it's that extra punch that I don't really like. Kind of gets scary. And my number one combat sport, anyway, that I do like to watch is boxing. It is frustrating to have to find pay-per-view or deal with a shitty Netflix stream. If you remember the Jake Paul-Floyd Mayweather fight, it was just horrible. But it's like the competitive, it's like, you know, it's like a chess match. I mean, there is chess boxing, by the way, which is crazy. But there's a chess match involved with boxing. And you have to, you know, find a way through guys' defense. And I think an exciting boxing match is right up there with MMA. But I feel like there's just less, it just feels less dangerous, honestly. And, you know, that I guess the danger isn't really the problem because, you know, it is a combat sport and they're punching each other as hard as they can. But I don't know. I like in the one-dimensional aspect. You're standing there and you're punching his torso, you're punching his face, and the only thing he can do is put up his own arms and dodge. There's something cool about that to me. Of course, I think that, you know, people complain about like a ground and pound kind of MMA fight when they just grapple the whole time. And I can understand that. But a ground and pound, I will say that the ceiling of boxing is higher, I think, which is why I have boxing up top. Like, for example, I watched Oscar De La Hoya versus Mayorga way back in the day. Amazing fight. Super exciting watch. Mayweather Pacquiao, fantastic. Any Deontay Wilder versus Fury fight, electric. But I will say that those fights, like Wilder versus Fury 3, where they just didn't throw, and they essentially stretched it out for a billion years, those ones are not exciting. I'd much rather watch a grappling match in MMA than watch a super, super slowed down boxing match like that. So, yeah. Going back through my top five, I've got number five, kickboxing, number four, fencing, number three, sumo, number two, MMA, and number one, boxing. And that's really going to honestly do it. Pop culture minute. I could talk for 1,000 years about my club Tottenham and how they absolutely refuse to sign players. This is some dramatic news for those of you who don't even watch soccer at all. Essentially, what happened is our best player, Tottenham's best player, called out the entire board for not signing players after this last match. Romero was sick and played it through a whole half while being sick and then got subbed off at halftime because he was ill. And after the match, which we drew against Manchester City, which is, you know, think the Bills. Like, you know, a really good top five team. No, they're not a good example. Think the Rams. Think the Raiders managed to take the Rams to overtime and barely lost. But, I mean, it's a tie. There's just no ties in football. Well, I guess there is a tie in football. Imagine the Raiders managed to tie with the Rams. You'd be like, what? That's crazy. After being down 21-0 at half. This is essentially what happened. And after the game, Romero called out the board saying, you know, I can't believe we only had 11 fit players for this game, which is a disgrace and should never happen. Essentially saying that the board sucks at their jobs. Imagine Patrick Mahomes talking about how Clark Hunt sucks. Well, it would never happen. But then, in response, Tottenham signs two more, essentially, teenagers that are never going to start, ever, for the club. Wow, we have basically everybody injured and no subs. Ugh, absolutely disgraceful. But, yeah, whatever. I just needed to get that out there. Before we get out of here, shout out our patrons over at patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out to Aaron, Dylan, Skyler, Ozzy, Meltbox Kansas City, opening soon in the Iron District, and my mother. Shout out to you, Mom. Thank you. All right. Well, that's really going to do it for this episode of Dom That's True as I play us on out of here. Thank you guys all for watching. I've been Owen Domination 7 Dom. Follow me on Twitter at Owen Gosh Dominant, on Instagram at OC Dom. Snapchat me, text me about topics if you want. Don't care. Whatever you want to talk about, text it to me. We'll see if we can put it on the show. You know, we'll see. It's been a week. I'm excited for Truman to come back next week so we can have a regularly segmented show. I know this is a little bit shorter of an episode, but it'll be okay. Go Islanders. I want to see the Chiefs make some trades once this this window opens after the Super Bowl. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Obviously, go Seahawks. All right, peace.